Welcome to the Unstoppable Profit Podcast. This podcast will give independent insurance agents all of the tools to grow your business and live life on your terms. Wherever you are today, if you're starting with nothing or well on your way to the success you desire, with the right people, processes, and promotions in place, you will be unstoppable. And now I'd like to introduce your host, Mike Stromso.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Unstoppable Profit Podcast. We are in our continuing series featuring some of the best agents and agencies that have not only been featured on the cover of Rough Notes magazine, but they've also been members of our humble but mighty Unstoppable Profit Producer Program. And next up is the one, the only, the unstoppable Mr. Jesse Parenti. Jesse, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing fabulous, Mike. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And, just to give everybody a little backstory, and then we'll circle back to the cover feature and what's going on now. We met a lot of years ago, and you had an idea. So that was pretty cool. And how many years had you been in the industry, shall I say? I don't want to date ourselves too much. Around 06, right?
Yeah.
So when did you actually start in the insurance industry?
I think I officially started 2005, and I think okay. I met you within like a year, that great opportunity happening. And I remember really how it happened. And then it was the evolution of me going from doing a little bit of everything to getting focused in one space. And I remember I wanted to go after restaurants, and how I was introduced to you was I was talking to all the agents at the event that we were at, marketing event. And anytime I said that I wanted to go after restaurants, specialize in restaurants is what I wanted to do, everyone directed me to you. So I was blessed enough for you to let me sit next to you, buy you a drink. And to this day, I remember what you did is you took a cocktail napkin out, you put down four letters, E-P-L-I, and you asked me, do you know what that is? I said, no. And you said, learn about that. That's how you're going to get into restaurants. And from that point on, my mind has thought differently about what I do and how I do it.
Yeah, so you were a young buck at the time. And thank you for the honor and privilege to be able to sit beside you and just share experience, because that's what we do. And now you have grown up in the industry. Not only did you grow that niche, the first niche was a sub-niche of restaurants, right?
Yeah, I started off in restaurants, then it really got hyper-focused, and my niche basically became pizza delivery and food delivery on a national level.
Yeah, and I remember you grew up to the point you developed technology.
Yeah, we basically, I was blessed enough to make an acquisition. I was an outside broker working with Willis, which is now Willis Tower Watson at the time, and writing good business with them. They approached me with our first acquisition that I'd ever been part of. And I was blessed enough to change family agencies, move to the Stratton agency, and we made that acquisition within 6 months. And I was considered, even though we were little, one of the big five. And there was five major agencies that controlled the pizza delivery program and the fireman's fund appointment. And that's really where I cut my teeth in specialization, niche programs, and back to your point of building technology. The technology that we acquired was a DOS-based software. Our agency was in the Bay Area, and we were very tech forward. We thought aggressively, and ultimately we believed that there was a better way to do it. We took the real rules base that was needed for specifically compliance for the hired and non-owned auto, which is the commercial product, auto product that goes along with the BOP that goes for the restaurants. And we made something that was innovative. It created efficiencies. And it ultimately gave the industry a tool that underwriters from the carrier side and users as our clients could be on the same page. And it changed how underwriting happened. And we proved that you could actually write profitable commercial auto and non-auto space and pizza by what we did. And that software's still going. Gosh, I think about it, Mike, almost 15 years later, still moving, still going, still operating, still changes how operators handle their non-owned auto and commercial auto fleets. And ultimately, it's best practices. And those best practices we learned then, we were able to replicate and duplicate into further spaces.
And to give you all the props that you deserve as well, not only were you recognized by Rough Notes, but you were also a best practices agency.
Yes, we were. We were recognized 6 years in a row. We were Stratton Agency. It was an honor. And it also helped us kind of show what we were doing differently. We were a small boutique agency that had a little bit of general business. We became very specialized in the pizza and food delivery space. And then ultimately, it created the opportunity for our next niche, which was cannabis. We were a pioneer in the cannabis space, and 9-Point Strategies became the culmination of when we first got into the cannabis space in 2015. And then by 2016, we were a major player and pushing hard. And it was very early. California just changed its regulations, moving into the recreational space after having a medicinal market for almost 20 years. And we went all in. It was kind of those things where we fully committed and we believed that the industry was going to mature. We believed the world was going to change. And it ultimately landed us on the cover of Rough Notes. We are the only firm that's ever been recognized for cannabis and being on the cover of Rough Notes. So it's still an honor for us. That happened in 2019. And to this day, I always see if anyone has been recognized for cannabis since and hasn't. So we're blessed to have been able to make that showcase.
Yeah. And you got the picture right over your right shoulder there behind you. With James and Ryan, if I'm not mistaken.
So yes, the tripod, we all had our strengths, and that's what makes the Stratton Agency very special. And ultimately was one of the reasons and one of the key things that separated us, which was also why we were acquired. And that was another transition in all of our careers that we're all blessed that we went through that.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to jump back to what you said about the pizzeria niche. Because very quickly, and I want to inspire people just to think differently, if you will, about what they're doing in their independent insurance agency or any business for anybody that's listening or watching to this in their own right. But you were quickly elevated to one of the top five, even though size-wise, you might not have been there yet. Why? Was it the innovation? Was it your sales ability to sell what you had built to somebody? What was it?
Well, basically, the reason we were considered the big five is to, at the time, pizza delivery had one option, was the Fireman's Fund program. And it did evolve and more options came out over time. But to be appointed, you had to be approved by Fireman's Fund. And the acquisition that we made from Willis had to be approved by them because Willis was one of the five. So we were replacing Willis as a boutique broker. For us... What we realized is that everyone was doing the same thing. And then ultimately, if you could help the businesses solve their problem, and when I say solve their problem, it's hire a better driver, train a better driver, retain a better driver. That's all employee costs, which is extremely expensive when you have turnover. And then from there, have owners be proactive. The technology we gave allowed the actual employees to handle the laborious process of updating MVRs, proof of insurance that used to be done in a reactive way, not a proactive way. So we added all these little things, learning what everyone was doing wrong. And ultimately also, we believe that not everyone deserved to be in the same place. So we started actually creating different buckets. And from there, that really helped us realize that best-in-class operators deserve a better product and that you ultimately have two or three buckets. And then from there, this diversification of where you place business helps you build different relationships with your insurance carrier partners. And that really became a big learning curve for me and also relationship building at a level that I wasn't used to. And it helped me from that point on moving forward in other niches and specializations that we built.
It grew you like nobody's business before you were ready, but that growth accelerated to where you ended up to an extent, at least at the time.
Well, and the other thing we did, which a lot of people we thought of criticism, but we took a book that was not performing well at all. It was performing actually really poorly for about 5 years. And we did a full audit. And that was an audit of other brokerages that were involved in the risk. That was an audit of clients. And we kind of brought everyone to the head and said, this is what we want to implement. These are the things we're going to be able to provide, but we need you to do X, Y, and Z. And we found a lot of people didn't want to change. They didn't want to do a better job. They wanted to do the same way, but get a different result, which we looked at as madness. So in the process of, in a 12-month period, we took a book that had been aggregate and going at about an 82% combined loss ratio for 5 years. And in 1 year, we dropped it to single digits and brought it to 9% and then 11% the next year. That basic thing, even though we reduced the book, we quadrupled profitability in 1 year. And then from that point on, we identified identifying risk, and putting people in different buckets. And then from there, we leveraged all that with carriers. Carriers want partners to write good business. When everyone makes money, that's what this is about. So it's really stop quoting, create the mindset of you're going to have a partner and a carrier, possibly even multiple carriers, depending on the space you work in, but have them realize that this is about loss ratio. And based on how big you get, you and I both know you build profit sharing into those models and loss profitability into it. And when everyone's pushing the rock the same way, it's amazing on how much money is actually there that we don't get access to. So from there, it's really taken the mindset of like, we're fighting tooth and nail sometimes to get the 15%. What if you're making 22%? Then change the game. Like you're literally making a whole nother chunk of money that you need to have access to. And that's part of where I always tell people with specialization, focus, you can stop doing what everyone else is doing and ultimately move to a different drum. And I believe also just write your own ticket. It's just changing the mechanism of what insurance is and having everyone be on the same page, the carrier, your clients, and you, and all moving the same direction.
I hope everybody's taking notes on this because I am, and I'm going to ask you to repeat something just to make sure I get my notes straight. But, you know, there's so much to unpack in what Jesse just said. But really, the first thing that I heard, you mentioned that what everybody else was doing, you did something completely different. And not only did it increase and improve profitability down into single digits, how long was it? Less than 4 years?
No. 1 year, we took it. Oh, the combined loss ratio previously was 5 years, and it had been floating between 82 and 87%. It was like 83, 84, maybe as an average. We brought it down to 9% year one, and then it balanced out closer to 11% by the end of the calendar year. But we literally took almost $100,000 haircut in the book revenue and made it profitable overnight just by doing customer selection, putting people into different buckets, identifying best in class, and then working to get them best in class products. And then some people that were maybe having loss ratios, we moved them to another carrier. And the other thing is I'm really big is we can rehab anything if you want to. Like if the clients and you're on the same page, you can usually get carriers to work with you. When not all three of you are on the same page, then it's a quoting mechanism. And that's not the game I play.
So I'm glad I unpacked that because you're talking about customer selection, improved profitability. And I was kind of thinking it was the technology that led to all that. Did they play together or is it something completely
different? The technology we built showed that we were approaching it at a different angle, different lens, and we were a whole new generation. The other agencies are legacy agencies, huge agencies that have been doing the same way for 20 plus years. Wasn't wrong. They just hadn't implemented any technology. Everyone was working on a DOS-based platform. So when we implemented what we had, and honestly, out of 100% of our pizza portfolio, we tops had about 40% using it and being happy with it. Because from there, we built even portals that allowed them to be paperless for all their documentation. And we were really, early adapters to Applied Epic. So Ryan had been plugged in. We were beta users and doing things that most people didn't even know existed. And then when they got to the finished product, we'd been using it for 2 years. So I was in a very unique place as a broker. I had a partner that basically believed in what we were doing as James, our CEO, and he was a sales mechanism on his end. I was driving programs and specialty stuff. And then we had our COO and CTO, which was Ryan, and he was able to bring technology. We were able to do things just we were able to be as creative as you could be. And what's exciting about it is I look back at Pizza Assurance and I made videos with Ryan in 2016 and 17. And it's amazing. That stuff's still there. It's still applicable. If you look up Pizza Assurance, it's still solid in SEO because of what we did in our foundation. And it's kind of those things where just those leads still to this day come in. The whole food delivery space has really changed a lot in the last few years because the whole challenge of hired and unknown auto is a difficult mechanism for anyone to manage. And now that they can outsource it to third-party delivery and that's all they do, those companies really have taken a big chunk of delivery away. And the exposure now from like the pizza delivery, it's a lot less. So we're not having the mechanisms we did previously, but where those things for me is they pivoted to cannabis. So I took all of those learning lessons and SOPs and we implemented it over to the cannabis space. And that industry is in its infantile stage. It is so much more learning to have. So I am building products for that industry as well, learning from what I'd learned for the last 15 plus years from other, both of them. And just, it's exciting times, but it's also a matter of commercial auto, which I love, is still hot 20 years later. And you can do everything right and it still can have a hiccup. So, you know.
You got that right. So not only that, you thought differently. You leveraged technology very early. You weren't quite sure, but you took a chance and did it anyway and succeeded. I can't emphasize enough for anybody out there listening or watching, you know, take the chance. And with today's technology, I mean, wait, hang on a second. Jesse, is that really you or your clone? I'm serious, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, that's going on out there. And it is really Jesse. I'm just joking. But, you know, today's technology is evolving so fast, so quick. But, you know, it's smart. I mean, take advantage of the incredible abilities that led to customer selection, quadrupling profitability in 1 year or less. I mean, absolutely incredible. And bigger than that, they built the model that they were able to duplicate in a separate industry. So the opportunity's out there, but to emphasize something else that Jesse said along with a lot of other great information, specialization. And as much as people say, you know, I want to be a niche player, I'm going to be a niche player, I'm going to specialize. Do they really do it, Jesse, based on your observation?
No, unfortunately, even in my own trainings over the years, trying to help producers and agency principals, I have learned that money is usually the driver for what is pushing people to get into what they think is their specialization, and it's nowhere near enough. So, identifying what really is the core and what turns you on is the beginning of identifying your niche. And part of what we'll talk a little bit more about is helping people actually uncover that. And it's been interesting to me to identify and help people find things that they never thought they could actually go after once we uncover really what turns them on. And then from there, help them build the infrastructure they need to go attack their niche.
Yeah. And everybody, I asked Jesse to talk a little bit about this because I will never forget. And I still tell the story to this day. And sorry, I don't ask your permission. I just tell the story. Anyway, we're good. Okay, good. Just want to check. But we were at a $1 million sales producer training event for independent insurance agents in San Diego. And we were at a break and we were at this hotel. It had this big, long, wide walkway. And Jesse said, hey, I got a couple phone calls I got to tackle. And I just want to get off my feet for a second. So I was sitting in a high back chair in the hallway, kind of minding my own business. Here comes Jesse walking up and he's pacing the hall because he's on a phone call. And he comes by me and I picked up on a little bit of the conversation and he was saying something the effect of, well, you know, I'm very sorry that it didn't work out, but I told you my criteria for working with me. If you don't provide me all of your policy declarations, loss runs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, then I can't work with you. And I was like, that's why he is who he is. So anyway, talk just a little bit about that, and then we'll jump into the other opportunity in just a second. But, you know, why is having that kind of a mindset, being a niche player, so vitally important? And if you want to give us any more detail on how you did it, go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things for me, and you know this, your pipe is your life. So it's Amen. How you build your pipeline. Then from there, it's disqualifying. And then qualifying. That is my simplicity of it. You have to actually understand how to fill your pipeline. You want to qualify leads, and then you want to disqualify people and move on to people that actually want to spend time with you. One of my biggest qualifiers is kind of back to what you said, is I am very diligent, no matter how far I've driven, what I've done, that if you do not follow the directions I give you, I will walk within 5 minutes. Because the yep. reality is I am trying to set an expectation that's completely new to you. And more importantly, I'm trying to give you a different result than you've ever had. And ultimately, most people that are used to using brokers and leveraging them either for their broker because they're lazy, or because they just actually don't have a good risk manager to understand how to protect them, they're used to just handling people this way. And the empowerment of actually having a whole process of what you do, how you do it, why you do it, not only empowers you, but when you're doing the same process over and over and over again, it's muscle memory and it just becomes nails and it becomes automatic. I have a process that it's like, it's 30 seconds, 30 seconds goes to 3 minutes, 3 minutes goes to five, five goes to 15, 15 goes to 30. If I get to 30 minutes, I'm doing my full presentation and I've got a better than 50% chance of closing that account. And if I get to all the way to the end, I'm at close to like 80% chance I close. Because what I don't do is I don't quote anything. I take everything on a BOR and I'm very clear about what a broker record is. And you are ultimately going to hire me. You're going to fire your broker. And I'm not that harsh on the front end, but I deliver on that when I come back with everything. If we've both done exactly what's needed, and it's a very clear process that has worked and it is proven. And ultimately it saved me time. The only clients I have in my portfolio are the clients that want to work with me. They believe in what I do, how I did it. The first time I executed on this was the first $100,000 revenue account I had. And I remember it was one of the first big wins I had when I moved to Stratton Agency. God bless you for steering me that way. I was with a large restaurant group, still is with my old firm called the Slanted Door Group. And they had five brokers, 37 policies. And I clearly identified really clearly what their challenges were, what they needed. I explained to them that I was going to review everything in about a month. It'd take me that long, even though I knew it wouldn't. I set an expectation of that. And that ultimately I was going to come back with a whole process of what we were going to execute over the next 12 months, including broker record letters. And that this is the expectation that you'd either want to move forward or you're not, because I won't be quoting everything, but I'm going to explain to you what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. I got it all done, came back in about 2 weeks, which they were very impressed with, because I'm a big fan of under-promising, over-delivering every time. Anytime you don't, it will bite you. And in the process of, I came back, laid out a 12-month process, which was, we're going to be consolidating policies and taking you from 37 policies down to 12. That's going to massively organize you not being in a renewal every month, because every month they had a policy renewing. We now went down to 4 dates, which eventually we got down to 3. And from there, it was consolidation. One master workman's comp policy, one master package policy, one master auto policy, and anything we couldn't, because they didn't have 100% common ownership, we just added and did. And it became a huge financial and bookkeeping savior for them, because it just was so much less they were dealing with. And then from there, we digitized them, gave them their own portal, and gave them tools that just people have weren't able to have. And for me, when I think about the digital stuff that we were able to do and that the agency empowered me with, it was a game changer. Because even to this day, I have agencies that see the stuff that I used to have, and they're trying to build it now to replicate it. And this stuff over 10 years ago. So it was a blessing to be when I was, where I was, and help me elevate myself. But I say now in the world we're in, man, you can move fast. I mean, if you're not using AI, we'll help you understand how to use it and use it healthy and correctly, because it is an extension of you, and you can do things in hours that would take you months. And that is really was a game changer of taking what we have given to us now and separating yourself. Because you right now is the time. Right now is the time to separate yourself, go after opportunity. And the one thing that I empower our younger people, anyone can do this, but I say the younger people have more time to take advantage of it, is focus on one thing. And you can go dominate. Once you dominate one space, you can replicate and do it again and again. And I believe what took me 20 years, because I did it twice, I think someone could probably do that in six.
Yeah, 100% agree. That is fantastic information. Thank you so much, Jesse, for sharing that. And you made me look at my phone, which I generally don't do during these sessions. But my current read is The Power of One More. Ed Milet, by the way, which so far, so good. But simplicity, right? The power of one. And the other thing that I just heard you say, solve their problem. Dude, you're just out there solving problems. That's it. But
I stopped selling insurance a long time ago.
Yeah, but, and this is where we're going to jump right here. So stay tuned. Get ready. If you haven't been taking copious notes, then I hope you have. Because you're missing a ton if you haven't. But the power of one and solving people's problem is huge. So, Jesse, you've learned to solve people's problems. You stopped selling insurance a long time ago. And you've been winning big ever since. But one of the things that you and I have in common, we are very, very passionate about giving back. We're very, very passionate about helping other people because I've heard you say it a couple of times already, and I too feel extremely blessed to be where I am today. And so part of our goal is to continue to give back. And now you are passionate about giving back to others to help them understand everything that you just mentioned for the last, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes or so. So you've got something new going on right in this lane. Million Dollar Niche Masters. And I asked Jesse to share just a little bit about it, maybe how people can learn more if they want, not sit here to promo the whole thing. But I think it's so vitally important because, you know, I will suggest, and I observed it when you shared a little bit about niches at our boot camp a few years ago. I mean, I remember. You step down and there's all these people huddled around Jesse in the back of the room because it was so prominent at that point and still is. Because like I said, a lot of people say we want to do niches, but we don't know how to do it the right way. Tee it up for you. There you go. So what is Million Dollar Niche Masters and what's your vision for the program?
It's got a two-part face. Ultimately, I've had principals, producers that I've spoken to and trained for years. And really what I wanted to do was kind of standardize something. And I've come up with an 8-week course that basically dives into not only helping you identify what is the 1, 2, 3 niches that you want to try to focus on, but ultimately from there, understand how to build your pipeline, help you build your SOPs, and then furthermore, understand how you build and go sell. This is not necessarily going to be like a plug and play. We're going to be doing basically weekly trainings. I'm going to be doing one-on-ones. We're going to be building SOPs, and you're going to be testing things on literally a weekly basis. The main thing about this, and you know, Mike, it's not one thing, it's 12. So we're going to be pushing really, really hard over an 8-week period to get people launched and pushing and ramped up for what they want to do and hopefully actually executing and taking action while we're in the course. Then from there, I've got basically 3 more months that I will additionally be meeting and doing masterminds to kind of keep you in speed. If we are needing additional coaching, we're going to have that ability to do is one-on-one. And I also have had agencies say, hey, I got 5 or 6 producers. How do we do this? We're doing agency trainings as well. So we're doing all 3 of them. It's really a matter of we're starting off with the 8-week course. It's actually going to be launching January 6th. These are going to be small classes. We're going to only be taking 10 students at a time. We've already got a couple of people that have said yes. There will be a promo cycle. If you want to check us out, we're on Facebook. Check out Million Dollar Niche Masters. If you're interested in getting in the group, couple questions. Please answer them. I want to learn a little bit about you. And then from there, you'll be learning a lot about what we do. I do weekly Facebook Lives. I'm really about giving the back respectfully. I am finally at a time in my career where I can pay it forward and help those that have helped me. Mike and many other people have been my coaches and mentors over the years and ultimately helped steer me. And I'm finally at the space in my life where I can actually help people move forward and excel in a different way. I really believe that if you're serious about yourself, and I'm talking employee benefits, financial brokers, and PNC, all of them apply to the training, because what I want to do is help you identify who your ideal client is, and then we'll fill in the pieces from there. Don't be a generalist. Be a specialist and separate yourself, because think about this. If you have to learn about something new every time a risk comes down your plate, how much energy is that? How hard is that to do? And ultimately, you're learning and you're always on like in a moving state. If you had to do 30 different learnings of different spaces, it's a lot of different learning. If you had to do the same thing 30 times, you're gonna be damn sharp by the time you're doing the 30th time. So think about that. It's repetition, it's muscle memory, it's everything you do, because you're gonna rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. This is how you become an authority. This is how you become a specialist. And this is how you separate yourself from anyone else in space and level up your game.
But keep this in mind as well. Great stuff. Thank you, by the way. Congratulations. Not only energy, but time and money. And think about how much your time is worth. And once you get dialed in with proper training to execute, you're going to maximize that at such a higher level so much more quickly. So super proud of you, man. Thank you for taking this on and being willing to help, you know, agents everywhere. There's over 35,000 independent insurance agents across America. So there's a lot out there. Let me ask you a different kind of question, and you don't know that this is coming. So, but I've never had a problem asking the question anyway. Who is this not for?
When I think about this, if you are basically not wanting to learn, then you're probably not wanting to talk to me, because ultimately, kind of like what you said earlier, Mike, what everyone does, I tend to do the complete opposite and go the other direction. So what I tend to do is change, push, and try things completely different, making myself uncomfortable, which also ultimately is going to make you uncomfortable. But in the same process, it's failing forward and continually having no fear to push what you're trying to do. I think anyone can do this at any age. I'm talking to literally an agency right now that wants to sell in 5 years and exit completely because they are in a retirement space, but they see a window and they actually want to go after it and they want to do it. And I'm like, all I care is that you want to learn, you want, and all, another thing is, we all can have a little intimidation of technology. We have tools now, specifically with AI, that if you can actually just have some comfortability of trying, you will have a wow every day with the most challenging things that you have to do. Copy has been something that's been intimidating my entire life. I write copy every day now with complete confidence. And I know you've been a master of it forever, Mike, and it's been just a challenge. So it's one of those things where, like, there are little things you can do. And for me, I've built a portfolio of SOPs for 15 plus years. We're going to build you a whole bunch, if not the same portfolio, in about 8 weeks. So yep. It's kind of those things of just being able to build and do things at a higher efficiency, higher capacity. What I really want to help people do is all their energy is only in money generating activity. That's it. And we'll figure out a way to either delegate, use AI, or become more efficient in everything else. Because if you're putting all your energy into money generating activity and you continually pound, 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 it's proven it works. You just got to put in the time, put in the work.
100% agree. Great, great stuff. $1 million Niche Masters, created and founded by a niche master himself, Mr. Jesse Parenti, helped build Stratton Agency, Best Practices Agency, Rough Notes Cover, only Rough Notes Cover. I was not aware of that until today. that donned the cover of Rough Notes in the cannabis niche as an example, and continues to do great things, and now is out there teaching and giving back to the industry through teaching everybody. You just heard Jesse, just a small sampling of everything he knows. I mean, he is one of the masters in the niche space. So check him out. $1 Million Niche Masters on Facebook. If they're not on Facebook, Jess, what should they do?
It's going to be coming out more public. I mean, ultimately, okay. find me on LinkedIn.
Okay, there you
Jesse
go.
Parenti. You can always find me on LinkedIn. I'm basically, respectfully, I'm doing beta right now on Facebook. And it's going to be much more public and out and about in LinkedIn between probably April and June of next year. Check me out on Facebook. I'm sorry. If you're not on Facebook, check me out on LinkedIn. And also you can find me even on Instagram at Jesse Parenti.
Okay. Jesse Parenti, P like Paul, A like Apple, R like Robert, E like Edward, N like Nancy, P like Thomas.
Parent with an I.
I got it. Thank you. Appreciate that. Parent with an I. Jesse Parenti, parent with an I. Check him out on LinkedIn or Instagram. Or if you're on Facebook, just go to $1 Million Niche Masters and sub niche in the independent insurance agency industry is what Jesse's focusing on right now. Just sharing everything that he's learned in building $1 million revenue agencies and books and beyond. So, Jesse, thank you. As we wrap up, so I can let you get back to JP2 today, anything else to add?
No, appreciate everybody. I'm here to be a resource. Let me help you learn faster from my lessons. And my biggest thing is to give everyone speed and time, because that's all we have. And we want to take advantage of it every day.
Absolutely. He's got the system and the experience. We'll teach the how-to, just like we do. I mean, we teach a philosophy, a simple three-step blueprint called the 3 P's: excellent people, world-class processes and systems, and simply help you promote the heck out of it, grow your agency, create wealth, and have more freedom. Jesse has been part of that as well, and now is diving deep into specialization. Grateful for that. That's always needed, always needed. So great, great stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you as always.
No, as always, appreciate you too. Thank you. All right, everybody. If this is your first time on the podcast, welcome. I know that was a barn burner for you, just like it was for me. Solve their problem. Quadruple profitability in less than 1 year. Under promise, over deliver. Be willing to walk away. The one thing. Don't be a generalist, be a niche player, and so much more. And if this is your first time on the podcast, welcome. My name is Mike Stromso. I'm widely recognized as a leading author, speaker, and coach for the independent insurance agency industry. You can learn more about what we do at UPP at upplife.com, upplife.com. And please make sure that you go to our podcast portal at unstoppableprofitpodcast.com. When you go there, make sure you go up to the top and click subscribe so you don't miss one valuable episode of the podcast. And more importantly than that, if you got great value today from all of the gold nuggets that Jesse dropped, please share Unstoppable Profit Podcast with somebody else that you know that you care about. Might be another agent, could be another business owner, could be anybody, but share the URL with them and encourage them as well to go up to the top and click subscribe so you don't miss one valuable episode. In addition to that, the podcast is out there on all the portals: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, on our YouTube channel. Just search Unstoppable Profit Producer, you name it, and Amazon, and so much more now. So we're out there and we aim to deliver the very, very best. That's why Jesse's here. So anyway, we are super, super grateful to be able to help you, to support you, to grow your business like you've never been able to before. So thank you for joining us on this episode. Stay tuned for the next episode. And until then, make a difference, be unstoppable, leave no regrets. And my encouragement for you today, solve their problems and think bigger. Thanks again, Jesse. Have a great day, everybody.
you love the podcast but don't know where or how to get started? Visit www.uppplife.com. That's UPPLIFE.com to learn more about our coaching and mastermind programs and how you can join our community of growth-oriented agency owners today.